Good afternoon. This is KTOO, and I'm Clarice Larson. Happy sunny Friday. The Anchorage Assembly voted Tuesday night to have city auditors study how members have used their individual spending accounts. Each assembly member has an annual budget of $24,000 to spend on things like travel, supplies, and legislative aids. The study will examine spending going back to 2023 by current assembly members, as well as three who ended their terms earlier this year. Midtown Assemblymember Erin Baldwin Day was a sponsor of the resolution. She says she doesn't think there will be misuse of funding, but she thinks the study would help build public trust.
So I do think it's worth the investment of time and resources to be able to demonstrate clearly to the public that, yes, we are, in fact, operating in an above board manner when it comes to the funds that have been entrusted to this branch.
The spending accounts have come under scrutiny recently after member George Martinez was fined by the Alaska Public Offices Commission for using campaign funds to pay for a flight to Florida. Several assembly members later questioned a trip Martinez took to New York in his capacity as an assembly member, though the body voted against formally investigating that travel. Assembly Vice Chair Daniel Volland wanted to postpone the study indefinitely, saying he thought it would add to the internal audit department's workload. He says the audit department recently did a more limited review of how assembly members used their spending accounts.
They already did a special study, more limited in scope, and I think from that and from reviewing the existing policy and past policies, we can make the tweaks that we want to make.
Members voted 9-2 in favor of the study, with Volland and Assembly Chair Anna Brawley opposing. Brawley recently put a pause on approvals for most assembly travel, as assembly leaders work on updating the body's travel policy. In an email to members, Brawley said the pause would last until the end of the year or a new travel policy is updated. This is KTOO. Good afternoon. This is KTOO, and I'm Clarice Larson. Thank you so much for tuning in. A new mountain bike park opened in Juneau late last month. At the same time, public outcry over electric motorcycles endangering riders and chopping up trails got the attention of city leaders, who are now considering regulations. KTOO's Alex Solomon reports.
It's drizzling at the grand opening of the Thunder Mountain Bike Park in the Mendenhall Valley. Dozens of people are riding around trails through the spruce hemlock forest, splattered with mud. Reed Harris is a former president of the Juneau Mountain Bike Alliance who served in the role for 8 years. He says he recently collided with a guy riding an electric motorcycle on Spruce Dust, the newest trail at Thunder Mountain. Harris was on a mountain bike.
I was going downhill at 20 miles an hour, and I think he was going uphill at half that speed, and it was not great.
But he says he made it out all right.
I had some nice bruising and had to go and get a... I had to go and have a head check with the doctor, but I'm okay.
He says it's dangerous. If the rider had been going faster, the situation could have ended differently. This spring, a mom in California was charged with involuntary manslaughter after her teen allegedly hit an 81-year-old man on his e-motorcycle. The man died from crash injuries. And Juneau residents have been posting on Facebook about groups of kids riding these vehicles in ways they say could lead to a similar catastrophe. The city's Parks and Recreation Department says it's been getting more complaints from the community about it over the past few months. And Harris says the local trails aren't built to withstand the wear and tear of electric motorcycles.
You're damaging this public asset that we built, and quite frankly, until this is controlled, we can't come out here and work on the trails. It's not safe for us to be on the trails.
Some models of electric motorcycles that Harris and others have been seeing around Juneau can weigh 100 to 200 pounds and go 50 miles per hour or more. A common brand name is Suron. Motorized vehicles are generally not allowed on city trails. But at a Juneau Assembly Committee meeting the day after the bike park opened, city leaders discussed two different ordinance proposals to specifically regulate electric motorcycles. Deputy City Manager Robert Barr says the first one is straightforward.
If adopted, it would prohibit e-bikes and e-motos in all parks and rec areas that are already closed to motorized vehicles.
But it would allow what's called Class 1 e-bikes, which provide pedal assistance using an electric motor up to 20 miles per hour. Eagle Crest Ski Area requested an amendment to include its trails in the proposed ordinance and to increase the fine, which was initially set at $25. The committee did both. It raised the maximum fine to $150 and sent it to the full assembly for discussion. The second proposed ordinance is more stringent and would apply to the whole borough, not just trails. It would define more classes of e-bikes and electric motorcycles that would be prohibited on city bike paths, shared use pathways, sidewalks, or trails. It would also require riders who use roadways to have a valid driver's license. And it would fine violators up to $300 and allow the city to impound the vehicle. Assemblymember Neil Steininger said the first ordinance is ready to go, but the second one will need more work before it leaves the committee.
I don't think we have enough information to fully put forward the second ordinance at this point, but I think we could, you know, bite this off in chunks.
The conversation revolved around how the definitions of types of e-bikes and electric motorcycles in the second proposed ordinance could be confusing to consumers who might not know they're buying a restricted vehicle due to the way they're marketed. The Parks and Recreation Department says the first ordinance should be introduced to the full assembly at its September 14 meeting. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.
And Juneau's municipal election is fast approaching. Five candidates are running for three assembly seats, and three candidates are running for two school board seats. KTOO's Mike Lane spoke with Deputy City Clerk Andy Hirsch to better understand the local election process, who's going to be on the ballot, and important dates in September and October to keep in mind.
There are three assembly seats up. There's an assembly area-wide, a District 1 and a District 2 seat up. There's also two Board of Education seats up. In addition to that, there are three propositions up this year. So Proposition A is a five-year extension of the temporary 3% sales tax. Proposition B is a charter amendment that was put forth by voters. And it would change the mill rate cap to 12 from 9. You may remember last year a group of citizens got together to put something on the ballot that would change our mill rate cap to 9 from 12. So this, a different group of citizens have come together to put it on the ballot that would reverse what was voted for last year. And then Proposition C, we had another group of citizens come together to put forth a proposition for a 1% seasonal sales tax. And so that would be an additional 1% of sales tax in the summer, April 1st to September 30th every year. And the intent that they put forth was to fund indoor and outdoor recreation within the city and borough of Juneau.
Are there key dates that voters should know between now and Election Day?
Oh, absolutely. For us, the key date is ballots mail out on Friday the 18th. Most people will get them on Monday the 21st. Monday the 21st is also the day that in-person early voting opens. So we have two locations. You can go to City Hall or you can go to the Mendenhall Valley Public Library. In-person voting is available to everybody, right? So people who just prefer it, but also if you didn't receive a ballot in the mail, this is where you go to get your ballot. Or if you need ADA accommodations, if you are traveling and you're gone the whole time of the election, last day to vote would be Tuesday, October 6th, Election Day. So if you are gone the whole time, we have a couple options for you as well. You do have to fill out a form and let us know so we can either mail your ballot to a different address or get you set up with some e-ballot options. And so, of course, the big date, Tuesday, October 6th,
okay,
by 8 p.m. So
okay,
you have to be in line at a vote center by 8 p.m. to vote. The ballot drop boxes, which are secure drop boxes around town, close exactly at 8 p.m. If you are doing an e-ballot and you're emailing it back to us, you have to get it back by 8 p.m. And so, you know, Tuesday, October 6th is Election Day.
Fantastic.
Last day to vote.
And what should voters do if they've moved, changed their name, or they're not sure that their voter registration is up to date?
Well, fortunately, right now we're still early enough that you can update your voter registration or register to vote for the first time. So you've got 30 days before the election. That's September 6th. So you can go online with the State of Alaska Division of Elections and do it there, or you can go in person to the clerk's office or the Division of Elections, or any of the public libraries, and they'll get you re-registered or update your registration or register for the first time. So if you are turning 18 on October 6th, you're eligible to vote in our election, but you need to register by September 6th.
What are the most common mistakes that Juneau voters make when filling out their ballots?
we get some people who are just like so excited to vote that they don't fill out the ballot envelope on the outside. And so what we do need is for people to sign and put a personal identifier. And that signature really needs to match your official signature. If you don't know what that is, if you look and see what signature's on your driver's license, that is like one of the signatures we're comparing to. But just taking a second to double check that that is filled out and that you wrote those numbers correctly.
If you could give Juneau voters any one piece of advice, what would it be?
I'm like a somewhat more nervous person, so I prefer not to wait till election day. What if I'm in a car wreck, like on my way to go vote, right? So my advice is to just make a plan, right? Your plan could be election day, and maybe make it a party.
Andy Hirsch, Deputy City Clerk, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was KTOO's Mike Lane talking to Deputy City Clerk Andy Hirsch about Juneau's upcoming municipal election. For more information, including a sample ballot, go to juneau.org and click on 2026 municipal election. You can also call the CBJ Clerk's office at 907-586-5278. And now for a quick look at weather here today in Juneau. It is sunny with a high near 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight mostly clear as well with a low of around 48 degrees. Saturday morning will be sunny with a high near 64 degrees besides some patchy fog before 10 a.m. Saturday night, also some patchy fog after 10 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy. Sunday will be mostly cloudy again with a high near 62 degrees and some calm wind. Labor Day, a 50% chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 59 degrees. This is KTOO.